Dodge was surprised and worried when, in the spring of 1863, he received a dispatch from General Grant ordering him to proceed to Washington to report to President Lincoln. There was no explanation, and Dodge confessed, "I was somewhat alarmed, thinking possibly I was to be called to account." But on arriving in Washington, he discovered that Lincoln wanted to talk railroads, even though Robert E. Lee and the Army of Northern Virginia were just then preparing to march into Pennsylvania. The president had been charged by the Act of 1862 with fixing the eastern terminus of the UP. He recalled his 1859 talk with Dodge and wished to consult with him. Nearly every village on the Missouri River wanted the Transcontinental to start at its site. Lincoln showed Dodge pleas from towns on both sides of the Missouri, from 50 miles above and below Council Bluffs. "I found Mr. Lincoln well posted in all the controlling reasons covering such a selection," Dodge wrote, "and we went into the matter at length and discussed the arguments presented by the different competing localities." Dodge reiterated his belief in the Platte Valley route, with Omaha as the best terminus. He pointed out that from a commercial and engineering point of view, there was no other choice. The Great Platte Valley extended from the base of the Rocky Mountains in one continuous reach for 600 miles east to the Missouri River. And, Dodge added, he had surveyed the valley the whole way and then crossed the mountains, and told Lincoln that the divide of the continent at the head of the river ran through an open country not exceeding 8,000 feet in elevation, while to the north and south, the Rocky Mountains towered from 10 to 13,000 feet high. In his blunt manner, Dodge also told Lincoln that the Act of 1862 had many deficiencies in it, which he enumerated, adding that they made it difficult to raise capital. Lincoln agreed and said he would see what could be done. He was very anxious that the road should be built and wanted to do his part. And he agreed with Dodge about the terminus. Dodge told him it would be difficult at best for private enterprise to build it. He said he thought it should be taken up and built by the government. Lincoln interjected that the government would give the project all possible aid and support, but could not build the road. As Dodge remembered his words, Lincoln said that the government had all it could possibly handle in the conflict now going on, but it would make any change in the law or give any reasonable aid to ensure the building of the road by private enterprise. This was unprecedented, beyond anything imagined by either Alexander Hamilton or Henry Clay, the first Secretary of the Treasury and the later Senator who had started the promotion of government aid to internal improvements.